This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. I'm looking around my studio at all of the things here that make me think about what is going on. What do I want to say about things that have to do with family, the pictures, the images, the words that I use, and how do they work in your mind as I use the correct words or good words? Do they, in fact, draw a picture? Do you imagine things as I'm talking about? You know, there's certain words that do have impact, right? Maybe more than others. The word nuke, for example. What does that conjure up in your mind when I say nuke?
For me personally, normally it would be a nuclear bomb, but because I drove past a nuclear power plant recently, that was the immediate image that came in my mind, was a power plant.
Right. So I'm reading because of my affinity for what's going on at NASA and outer space stuff. We talk about it a lot. There is a proposal from the Rolls-Royce company. They are following up on development of nuclear power stations here, and most of the United States fleet of nuclear-powered submarines, the nuclear power plants are built by Rolls-Royce. Rolls-Royce makes the most airplane engines. Most of the big carriers use Rolls-Royce, like British Airways on their bigger planes, 777s. They are powered by Rolls-Royce. Maybe because it's an English company, but yeah, it's something that they have developed a lot of specialty sort of engines. And now they've been hired to build a micro nuclear reactor to be sent to the moon. This lunar reactor would increase how long humans can remain on the moon. And so Rolls-Royce has this agreement with the British equivalent of NASA, and they're going to take the next 2 years to study power and how it can be used in space. So I thought this is kind of interesting. The UK Space Agency announcing that they are already in development, actually, of a demonstrator to demonstrate how the nuclear reactor could provide electricity on the moon using this, you know, the nuclear stuff that comes from the sun, because the sun is just one big nuclear explosion. That's what it is. So anyway, I thought this was kind of
interesting.
Yeah, right. And they're going to model it after the nuclear power plant that they have in submarines. So it sort of reminds me of The Hunt for Red October. Did you ever see that movie? I think it's one of the great movies of all time, frankly. Fabulous movie. And it talks about the nuclear power plant that the Russians developed supposedly for this particular submarine was untraceable. You could not hear it. And so you couldn't follow it, and therefore it could surprise attack. That was the whole story behind the story. At any rate, so speaking of this and what there is to see, again, I seem to be stuck on the NASA website, but that happens with me every once in a while. So pardon me for a theme or two or three today that focus now on the Mars Curiosity rover. Have you seen some of these striking pictures? Jay, we could post them, I suppose, on our website. Just go to the NASA website and see these images of a valley. This is the rover is in a valley, and the pictures are of, it looks like a sunrise. They've been able to program, this is another thing, hello, mind-boggling. They can program this thing to go wherever they have a map, right? There's, because of the extensive research, you send the satellites up and they've got maps of Mars. So from the map, they look at the map and they have this device that sends signals to the Curiosity, and it sends it to where the people programming it want it to go. So within 3 seconds of it getting a command, or no, but within 3 seconds of the command being sent from the Earth to the rover on Mars, it moves in the direction we're sending it. Just
that
think about that.
That is awesome. Yeah, that is so
think about
cool.
It is. That shows you what the human mind. This is the good stuff. You know, the human mind, we'd like to think, works for the benefit of all mankind. And yet we have these problems because not all minds are in sync, I guess, in looking at the good side of stuff. But this is a stunning picture. Have you know, when you send a postcard, when you're on a trip and you send a postcard home of what the beach looks like, this could be a postcard from Mars, right? Matt Damon could have sent this picture when he was up there in the Martian, right? Martian photography.
Mm-hmm.
There are...
The guy in these photos, the sky. Because when we see the sun rising or the sun setting, there are different colors in our sky, but they blend more, blend together a little bit more, where it's not just kind of like a straight line of one color one side, one color the other side. And in these images on Mars, it is almost exactly like that. It is just like somebody almost cut two different photos together.
Hello, Mother. Hello, Father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Not quite. What would you call a camp on Mars? I can imagine that we will send children at some day, sometime. We'll go to camp on Mars. Right? Maybe even camp on the moon. Let's go to Camp Moon. Ready?
That'll like space camp. Exactly.
Yeah.
But now instead of pretending you are in these locations and simulating these locations, you are just going to straight up be at these locations.
Yeah, right. There it is. Okay. There are some women in the news that I want to talk about. May I have your attention, please? Story of a 76-year-old woman who was declared dead at a hospital. Guess what? She woke up in her coffin. There was a wake being held for this woman. Bella Montoya is the lady's name.
Yeah, I think
retired nurse.
They didn't embalm her or something before the funeral service.
Right. She was brought to the hospital last Friday after suffering a cardiopulmonary, maybe like a stroke. I guess that's what it was like. She didn't respond to any resuscitation efforts. So doctor says, she's dead. Get her out of here. So they bring her over to the funeral parlor. They got a death certificate. And so the funeral parlor has a wake. And as the wake is being held, the coffin starts to rattle. Let me out of here! More or less 20 people at the wake. And the coffin moving, making sounds. The woman is wrapped in sheets, but yet she's hitting the side of the coffin. And they open the coffin, and the body in there is breathing heavily. And there's a video of this, by the way. The open coffin in this room with a crucifix. This lady, Ms. Montoya, laid in the coffin wrapped in colorful blankets. And she's in there.
still severely needing medical assistance. And
of course.
She took her back to the hospital. She's in the ICU.
Right.
But, oh my goodness. If I were at a funeral and all of a sudden something like that happened, my first thought wouldn't be like, oh my gosh, they're still alive. I'd be like, demons.
Mm-hmm.
Get a priest.
Right. Yep. There you go. All right. Let's see what else is from the Here You Go department. Former manager at the Harvard Medical School morgue, his wife and three other people indicted in the theft and sale of human body parts. There you go. Cedric Lodge of Goffstown, New Hampshire. This is what's in the Boston. You know, I tell you every once in a while, as I look around at things that are happening, I look at the two Boston newspapers because I'm close and the local newspapers. Well, here's something that's in the Boston papers. This fellow from Goffstown, New Hampshire, stealing dissected portions of cadavers that were donated to the Harvard Medical School this scheme apparently has been going on since 2018. They've been stealing body parts without the school's knowledge or permission. Hello, when somebody gives your body to science and you start chopping them up, heads, brains, skin, bones, to be used, they sell them for operations on people who are still alive. Right? And as a matter of fact, this is how bizarre this is. These people were allowing buyers to come into the morgue and look at the bodies and pick the pieces that they wanted to buy.
Window shopping at its finest.
Huh? Good God.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course, the bodies that are given to a medical school like this are obviously supposed to be used for education, teaching, research, that sort of thing. And when the teaching is all done and the cadavers have been used, they cremate them. And then they send the ashes back to the family. So now the school is having to, post the apologies for what is, as they describe it, an aberrant betrayal, morally reprehensible. So this guy's been fired. I would think there would be more than just firing him.
Charges should be brought. But here's the thing. Sometimes the body parts were transported by him, the Harvard Medical School morgue. He would take them. He would take them to the places. Other times he put them in the mail.
It's pretty outrageous, but it's kind of funny, actually.
It's so disturbing.
The fact that they would have these people come into the morgue and look at the bodies that were there and say, okay, we'll sell you a hand for $1,000.
And he's like,
or you can have this eyeball.
Who's going to say what?
Yeah, right, exactly. Here's a guy from Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. I was in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania the other day. Bought some remains from one of the people who stole them from the mortuary, and it was supposed to be cremated, but instead they were sold. Can you imagine? Just think about that. Selling a body part for $100,000. Oh, my God. All right, the world is crazy. It's 18 after. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com. Omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG. And get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages. Bacon-wrapped filet mignon. Gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com. Omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG. And get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages. Bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, exercise your brain and your mind now as we continue in the Good Day program. 23 after the hour, it's social media time. Jay and I have some things to discuss with you that are really directly related to all of the social media items that are available. We certainly are always touting our Facebook and Instagram connections at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. I see Demi Lovato has been, this is on social media, and I guess that's why I grabbed this, Jay, fact that she is starting to use her she, her pronouns that she used before. She explains that they, them was exhausting. The whole damn thing, as far as I'm concerned, is exhausting.
Explaining it to people was what she found exhausting.
Yeah. Well, is it exhausting? I mean, it's a lot of work to understand. And I've asked this question 100 times and never really gotten a good answer. How did this start? Where did it start? By whom? What are people trying to have us know? Is it about gender neutrality? What is this about?
It could be. That could be a part of it. I personally don't know, but my guesstimation would be that it at some point stems from we've talked about this before, where sex, on the chromosome level, that's science. Gender is a societal norm. And then when you look at gender norms, men do this and act this way and dress this way. Women do this, act this way, and dress that way. And that's how it had been for so many decades and centuries prior. And then, maybe in the 60s or 70s, 50s? Who was the first one when women started wearing pants? And then you had World War II, when women went into the workforce because men had to go to war?
Women,
World War I.
Women ran the workforce in America while soldiers, men were gone in service to the country. Men were in uniform and women were running factories and building things. That's when it happened.
Yeah,
World War II.
When it comes to gender norms, that's not exactly a science on a chromosome level. That is something that is just based on society and where you live. And I think at a certain point, some people just decide, or not decide, but they feel a certain way, they have a certain amount of masculinity in them, a certain amount of femininity, and what does it actually matter? He versus she versus him, her, they, them?
I don't know.
On a chromosome level, it makes sense. It's one thing. But in terms of gender norms, that's what society put on people. Do you feel like a he and a him because that's how you feel, or because society put that on you and there was never another option?
No, I feel like a he and a him because I have a penis and I have a brain that works like a man's brain, and I have muscle and body structure, although that doesn't necessarily anymore. There are a lot of women around today who have great muscular bodies that work on it the same as men do. I don't know that there's that people, when they, well, sometimes they think they, depending on whether they've taken drugs or not, look like a man. But there are plenty of very sexy men and women who maybe are not the norm. I guess what's sexy is in the eyes and mind of the beholder.
Absolutely. Well, right? For me, I go by Jay, which is a nickname, but it is a name typically for guys. And when I would be doing emails or anything with somebody where they don't see me or they don't hear my voice, they would typically think I was a guy, and I got a certain level of respect when people thought I was a man versus
really?
When they realized I was a woman.
Isn't that interesting? I would not have thought that.
And I went with it. I mean, don't get me wrong, I rolled with it.
Huh. Isn't that interesting? Fascinating. All right. Here's another one from the same sort of focus on social media, although this is an individual experience that a TikToker had. He decided to fake his own death. And then I maybe should have done the story with a woman who was in the casket who was alive. This guy fakes his death, shows up at his own funeral to teach his family a lesson.
How sick is this family dynamic?
Right, exactly. So he has to die in order to be loved, it would seem. That's just, wow, there's a mind blower right there. Thank you. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
When you got your health, I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Have you seen the TV commercials for GoodRx? It's a website and app that comparison shops for prescription meds. One catch, it only works if you're paying without insurance. My pal Larry doesn't go to a dentist. He lets university dental students hone their clinical repertoire on him. Yes, it is less expensive, and insurance still covers it. One trade-off he's quick to add, plan on spending the whole morning there, because students' work is so closely supervised. Because it's a university, he figures he's getting state-of-the-art care. And when I asked about rookie mistakes, Larry said, the students are gentle, just don't let the faculty in there. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified documents has been indicted by a federal grand jury. Jack Teixeira faces 6 counts of willful retention and transmission of classified information related to national defense. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Teixeira was entrusted by the United States government with access to sensitive information that could cause grave damage if shared. At least 3 people are dead and dozens are injured after a tornado touched down in the Texas panhandle city of Perryton. The town of over 8,000 was without power last night as the twister left widespread damage. Officials say more than 75 people were injured. The Perryton fire chief, Paul Dutcher.
We've got one trailer on fire. We've got multiple trailers destroyed.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
You can call from so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
Lubricating your mind. I guess that's how we could equate this tune, Grease. Because grease is the lubricator, right? Everybody knows
it's
that?
It's the word.
It is the word. Everybody's heard about the word. This is talking. I just had a cookie. Excuse me. And I believe a bit of the chocolate has stuck in my craw. For a moment, you'll excuse me while I...
Well, cookies, especially chocolate chip cookies, are the breakfast of champions. I feel like they even have a cereal that is basically just little crunchy chocolate chip cookies. But I
right, that's
what it's called.
That, those Choco things, whatever they are?
Yeah.
Those?
Yeah. Cookie Crisp, right. That's what it is.
Cookie, okay. Great. It's real health food for your child when you send them off to school. Let's have chocolate chip cookies and milk. That's basically what it is, right?
Milk is the healthiest part.
Right, that's for sure. All right. We have lessons to be learned here on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, I suppose we could be the teachers of the air. There are specific things that happen when you call somebody on the phone and you talk to them. Do you have any recollection of being taught how to talk on the phone? Did your parents teach you how to speak on the phone? Did you
hear how to answer the home phone, yes.
Well, yeah, what did they teach you to do?
You answer and you say hello,
hello,
Obama residents. Uh-huh. And if they are asking for somebody else, you say, yes, one moment, please, or hold on, please.
Yeah, that's good. Do you smile when you talk on the phone? Do you ever look at yourself in the mirror when you were talking on the phone? If you do. Oh,
well, back in the day, yeah, I feel like they used to say smile when you answer the phone because you can hear it in your voice.
Yes, you can. It makes your voice, when you're smiling, it makes your voice sound different, and people can hear it on the other end of the phone. When they know you're smiling, I think they respond better to you, don't you? When somebody that sounds like they're smiling?
If I'm calling somebody in and you can hear the smile in their voice when they pick up, yes. And it's very different when you call someone and they answer the phone, what?
Right. What do you want?
Have you ever called a business and they answer the phone?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Or they answer, yeah. I hate when they answer hello. Or I loathe when they answer hello. I should say that rather than hate. I loathe when they answer hello. Because then I look back at my phone. I'm like, did I dial the wrong number? And I reached a residence instead of a place of business?
Yeah. Welcome to Verizon. They're the one. They're great. And, they're like doing you a big favor to even talk to you. Because I work for Verizon. I don't have to talk to you. Right. All right, so I offer that because a lot of times when people are calling our line here, 855-999-DOUG, I feel like they don't really know how to talk. It's single dimension because we're not answering the phone. We're allowing you or encouraging you to speak your piece without having to engage in a conversation. Maybe we should do some of these calls, James, live. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. That's where the calls come in when you dial 855-999-3684. Here's an example of a conversation that someone had with us about the Bud Light controversy.
Yeah, I got a concern or what have you, or it just boggles my mind how people are boycotting Bud Light. But Budweiser owns so many more products than just Bud Light. Budweiser, Mick Ultra, Stella, Firestone Walker. You know, if they want to boycott Budweiser or Bud Light, well, boycott Budweiser, which is look at their product line and see what they own, because they own a lot more than just Bud Light. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I don't even understand why there's a controversy. Do you?
Haters.
Honestly, it's all about negative. It's craziness. What in the world? Why would you? The stock of Anheuser-Busch went down, the value of it, $15 billion because of this nonsense. $15 billion. For what reason? That's the question I have. What is the reason?
Well, it definitely goes to show how many people there are out there that truly just hate people based on a disagreement of how we live our lives.
Yep. It's not manly to drink Bud Light anymore. Father's Day is just around the corner. So earlier this week, we played the Father's Day match game, asking you and sort of reiterating this because it might be a nice exercise to have on Sunday when you're with your dad. What's your father's favorite movie, what's his favorite television program? Great conversation. For those of you who find it hard to talk to your fathers for whatever the reason, and let's face it, there are people who have a tough time talking to their dads. Most of the time that's brought about by the fathers being kind of a stick in the mud or not really knowing how to communicate for whatever the reason. I think what brings it about, in my experience, if you have a tough time relating to your children or to your spouse, it's because you don't understand what fathering is all about or being a husband is all about. Fear. People, men who fear becoming fathers, men, people who fear becoming husbands, there's sort of an expectation, and I think men create this on their own. Tell me if you agree or disagree with this, Jay, that they're supposed to be perfect. I know that oftentimes I have felt, in terms of my own fathering of my children, there were times when my children put me in a position of feeling less than adequate when they were younger. And then the talk about perfection. It wasn't, the word wasn't used, but that was what, you know, the, what's the perfect father? I don't know. I think it has to do with what people discern as perfection. And so if you're trying, if you think your father needs to be perfect, you're probably not looking at it the right way, because there's no, you're not perfect, nor is your father, nor is your mother. Maybe you think that they're the perfect, and maybe they are for you, but they're far from perfect. And that's not the way that, you, that I don't think, anyway.
Well, no, and you ask children what they remember from different things, and more often than not, it's whether or not they showed up. And playing with them. You ask any child who just went on vacation with their family what their favorite part was. And it's 9 times out of 10 going to be something along the lines of mommy or daddy played with me. Mommy and daddy played with me. It's mm-hmm. something along that. It always comes down to the quality time.
Yep.
And the attention.
So if I said to you, Jay, what's the best thing your father ever taught you, what would you tell me?
Oh, to pinpoint one lesson? I don't know. He's taught me so many things. Don't brag on yourself, because anything brag-worthy, someone else will brag for you.
That's very good.
If you are the smartest person in the room, get out of that room immediately.
That's perfect. I like that.
Oh, and treat everybody as equal, because no matter who people are or what people do for a living, we are all the same down deep to our core.
So maybe another way of asking this question, this is an exercise, obviously, for everybody that's listening. This is why we're doing it. Another way of asking that question is, what's the greatest gift your father ever gave to you? Is it a teachable moment? Is it something to do with your
life
sisters?
Lessons, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you, Doug?
In what regard, Jay?
What is the best lesson your father has ever taught you?
My father was a distant guy. And he didn't have, and I don't mean to sound negative, he taught me how to not do stuff. Does that make sense? But I didn't know it at the time. We mimic our parents. Mm-hmm. And so, early on, I don't know that I connected with my father particularly. There were times that we connected and times that we didn't. He was an orphan. He didn't have a clue about relationships, whether it be to his wife, my mother, or to us. But maybe that's true of all of us. We don't have, there's no book that teaches us how to be a father or how to be a parent. I think that he tried as best he could he was very confused by the role, I think. I don't know. I mean, I get emotional when I think about it, but then when you ask me the question that way, I can't come up with one thing. He taught me how to shake hands and be sincere that way. Matter of fact, I said that to a friend of mine. I had a meeting with a couple last night, and the wife has a very firm handshake, and I did talk about my father teaching me how he felt it was a sign of sincerity that if you shake hands firmly, then you mean it and you're a person of your word.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something, you know, you ask me, I'm digging around in my mind for things that I remember. But I was taught how to drive. I mean, most of my lessons in life were on the farm, and my father didn't have a connection to the farm. He had a connection to athletics and stuff. He played professional baseball, professional football. He was a boxer. He was a lot of things that I never related to. He didn't understand my love of the farm, gardening. He didn't understand my connection to tractors because he didn't have any connection to them himself. I get that. I had a contest once when I was... I was Cincinnati. I can't remember where I did this, but I saved a letter. I had a contest looking for the greatest dad in America. So it must have been, and I'm looking at this letter that came from New Bern, North Carolina. The lady's name was Linda Williams. I wonder, I wrote on the note that she sent me a wonderful, wonderful creation. She writes, I've never known what it was like not to have a have the peace of mind that I have, the safe, clean home that I came home to every day. I was welcomed at home. I always had paper and pencil and lunch money. I had birthday celebrations, Christmas presents, and stockings. I had a beaming face in the audience. My father was always so proud of me. He was there at the science fair. He bought me a cowgirl suit. He always gave me a ride home. He read to me. He comforted me when I was sick. When I wanted to go to camp, he said, "What camp do you want to go to?" When I wanted to go to the movies, my father said, "What movie do you want to go see?" When I wanted to go to college, my father wanted to know, "What college did I want to go there?" My father expected me to do my best, to do my fair share of what needs to be done, and to acknowledge that there is something greater than me. And I was, because of that, very proud of my dad. So I nominate him for the Best Dad in the World contest because he always worked very hard to make sure that things that I needed were provided for me, and that included love. He loved me without reservation. He knew about what eternal life was, and he taught me about that. And you can hear in my voice the emotion. This is, and I remember this is 1994.
Oh, wow.
Father's Day, 1994, this letter was written to me. So maybe that's a way of thinking about Father's Day. Think about your dad. Father's Day is coming up. It's 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. And it's also a vital service that provides important emergency information when your community needs it most. Tell Congress you need AM Radio to stay in your car. Because when cell phones and the internet are down, this free emergency service is critical. And when you don't have electricity, radio in the car is often your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM Radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream, but it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online, so your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust.
American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
groom? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Three past the hour now. Good day, Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology, joining me, Doug Steffen, with advice, info. If you want to have personal info and advice from Dr. Ken, I encourage you to call his office at his clinic, Lake Cardiology. The number there is 352-735-1400. It is something that you will not regret in any way, shape, or form. There is a question that has come about as a result of our discussing loneliness. There was a point in which you were discussing how AI can be associated with loneliness. And so the question comes on what else loneliness does. I know that we have seen some information about how being lonely could cause you to die earlier, especially if you're a cancer. Loneliness increases the risk of death. If you have cancer, some people don't want to get close to people who have cancer because they're afraid they'll catch it. Isn't that amazing, that ignorant point of view? But there are people studying this, and I wonder if you want to comment on how, in specific terms, this affects cancer survivors, Ken, loneliness.
Yes. It's a great question because loneliness has many of bad ill effects on the body. It can cause high blood pressure, heart disease, as you mentioned, obesity, a weakened immune system, and that's where it may increase the risk of cancer, causes anxiety, depression, your ability to think and remember declines. It actually can promote Alzheimer's disease, what we were just talking about, and even lead to death.
All right, so a word to the wise, I guess, as much as anything else. You need to be social. That's kind of, if you can, you get people around you, that's a big help after you've suffered from some of these horrible things that are a part of being a human being. One of the things that's going on this week, Ken, is it's Diabetes Week. The first known documentation of diabetes symptoms goes back to 1552 B.C. in Egypt. And when you work it ahead from there to now, the old melting pot of information, I guess I would wonder when, looking back at the history, this has been Flag Week, so we've been talking a lot about the history of our country, and I don't think we spend enough time, frankly, talking about the history of medicine as it relates to the history of our country. And certainly as you've seen things change as a result of other things going on, you know, the fast food revolution, diabetes and what causes it, people eating the wrong things, not getting enough exercise, et cetera, I noticed that in league with that, and this is my question, things like exercising, dancing, brisk walking apparently cuts diabetes by 74%, even if you have diabetes in your family. So, you know, there are a lot of people who like to dance, a lot of people like to exercise. So generally speaking, I take away from this that exercise, if you eat even bad stuff, I don't know if that becomes an excuse. Okay, I'm having a dish of ice cream, and then I'm going to go out and run around because then I won't get diabetes. Does that work?
Well, we know that aerobic exercise, exercise in general, just helps keep the body more sensitive to insulin. It helps get the blood sugar lower, helps get the weight down. So exercise definitely is important if you have diabetes, and to tailor it to you, talk to your doctor about it. There are certain exercises that are better for certain patients who have diabetes, but exercise is excellent. Walking, running, cycling, dancing, as you recommend, water aerobics, high interval training, weight training, yoga, all of these are helpful for diabetes. Tailoring a program for you, talk to your doctor about it.
I was looking at some in-depth stuff when it comes to this, movements to get you sweating and a bit out of breath. This is something, I guess you go back to dancing. That could get you, depending on what you're, you know, if you're doing ballroom dancing, it's probably not going to get you out of breath. But if you're doing some of the more modern dances, right, that could get you.
Absolutely. Dancing is good aerobic exercise.
Yeah. And whatever aerobic exercise.
And it's fun. And whatever, make it fun. Do something you enjoy, but get out and move.
I'm trying to imagine you dancing. I don't know why I find that.
You have to ask me.
Visualization. I'm not going to ask you to dance, but thanks for the idea.
I'm joking.
All right. Dr. Ken Kronos here with Doug Steffen. This is Ask Dr. Ken. 59 past the hour. Good day. Help you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.